This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
Don't point at me. I know that thing's loaded. Hey, folks, SDORC Dirt Raid. I'm so tired I can't even hardly see straight. If we're going to do a soap opera, it's going to be the Audrey Mason. I can't believe I made it a week. But this is SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The answer.
Hey, did you see what Ed did on this?
Mm-hmm.
It's got Dave Stahl and Edward Stoven. You're out.
Oh, hey.
That's from last week. She was out last week.
I see, just now he's making week's a BS excuse. Look at this guy.
I know.
Look at my computer.
It's got this week's topics on it.
Did you notice that? We're watching this guy. He's been watching.
That's okay. I understand.
He must be watching John Wick. You know, that's what I did yesterday. I watched all four episodes in a row.
Did you really?
Yeah. I like that guy.
Wow.
Hey, this segment's brought to you by Scooney Side-by-Side. Hey, if you've got a side-by-side brand new and you've... or even used, and you don't know where to go to get it worked on, serviced, and what have you. Well, I'll tell you what, Ron and his team can take care of it like as if it was their own. Accessory upgrades, he's got deals going all the time. He's got a Fosgate sound system that'll blow the paint off of your side-by-side at a very reduced price. He can do lights, winches, service, maintenance. Hey, get into a little fender bender, need the insurance company to get involved? Scooney's is authorized by the insurance company to take care of you. Do brakes, shocks, oil changes, any kind of upgrade, give them a call, 619-499-7536. They're at 203 Greenfield Drive. You can't miss them. And after you've gotten it all muddy, I know you don't want to clean it, but Crystal Clear Detailing, we're more than happy to. They'll do everything from motorhomes, boats, RVs. In fact, anything that moves, they'll detail it. They'll even detail your husband. Just let him stand still for more than 10 minutes. Give these guys a call as well, 858-229-3669, 858-229-3669. They will come to you. They're on Instagram at KCD underscore San Diego, or you can just text Miguel at 858-229-3669.
Yeah, mention SDORC Dirt Radio and get 15% off.
Is Ed Hansen in this segment too?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, so that's three. Boy, you not need. I don't know. Does they do exhaust on side by sides?
I don't know.
We'll have to find out. But if you have a vehicle, a car, truck, diesel, need cat back exhaust, need custom exhaust, and done right the first time, Ed Hansen Muffler, 619-698-7030. They're at 3916 North Barcelona Street in lovely Spring Valley, where all your pipe dreams come through when you deal with Ed Hansen's Muffler. It's much easier to go to their website, take a look at hansenmuffler@gmail.com. That's their email. But if you just do Ed Hansen Muffler on any of your social media platforms, you can see anything and everything you need. All right, we have a special guest in the house.
Yeah,
who's not
so
gonna
excited.
Talk.
Well, her birthday is next week, and we're gonna be out of town, and so I brought her this weekend to go with me to Pantera last night.
Is this your birthday? This is your birthday present, right? Yeah. To sit here on radio. What a nice girl.
Oh, my Lexi. She's okay. Yes.
Is she an off-roader?
Birthday. Yeah, she helps out at the Lost Lizard Off-Road Fun
right,
Run,
deal.
And she comes out and goes with us to Superstition. She's been to Glamis and the Sand Dunes.
Do you drive?
No.
No, not at all?
I'm co-pilot.
Co-pilot. I don't think her mic is on. Or it's on? She's just a mouse? Okay, you're just speaking quietly.
Sorry.
So you're just, that's okay. So you just co-ride, right?
Yeah.
You tell them, no, go left. No, go right.
Nope, she says, check my tire. Yeah. And I checked. the tire.
And that's all you need to do. I don't blame you. That's all I'd want to do as well.
Do you tell her to slow down?
Nope. Not in her car.
No.
She
doesn't listen anyway, right?
No, sit down, shut up, and hold on.
I mean, let's tell the honest to God's truth.
And keep your hands in. Don't put them out.
Very good. Well, at least she's teaching you the right things to do. Well, welcome to the show. Hope you have fun. I guess, Ed, you want to talk about this Big Bear restoration project?
Yes. Audrey and I have found out recently that the San Bernardino National Forest has started a project. It's for to increase forest health and diversity, improve hydraulic function, and restore more fire-resistant forest structures across vegetation communities, increase trail connectivity, enhance and increase the quantity and quality of motorized trails for Class 1 e-bikes. And if you don't know what a Class 1 e-bike is, that's a pedal assist. It doesn't have a throttle. It has a battery and a motor, and as you pedal, the motor gives you a little extra. So it's like a mountain bike with a little bit more.
So they're
How
doing
fast do those go?
25.
8 up to 25?
They can.
So there's class 1, 2, and 3. Class 2 has a throttle, and it can go up to 20 miles per hour.
Right.
Class 3, it has pedals, and it can go whatever speed.
25.
It can go more than 25.
I heard they were limited.
Class 3 is unlimited. Class 2 is limited to 20 miles an hour, and class 1 is pedal assist.
Then you could come really take my driver ed test because it said class 3 maximum was 25.
All right, I'll take your class.
Yeah, I wish you would, since I failed.
How could you fail?
Because I didn't read the book.
Yeah.
I can ask you some questions. I'll bet you $20 you won't be able to answer it. But anyway, going back to Big Bear.
So
is this only for e-bikes? It's not for any other vehicle?
There's a lot going on in the forest. And we kind of missed this one because this project started in 2001. And the environmental portion of the project ended in May. This past May it ended. So they went through this whole project looking for comments. And it's called an environmental assessment, which is sort of a lot lower than an environmental impact statement.
Right.
Right. So they don't have to go through as much environmental work. So what the main thing they want to do is to make the forest more resistant to fires.
I mean, you can't be mad at that at all. I mean, especially since California has done so much to ignore the forest and we've had such devastating wildfires. I mean, it really needs it. So how can you be upset with the project? I'm not upset with the project whatsoever. What I'm upset with is the trails that they are listing to have decommissioned out. It's supposed to be a trade-off because they're supposed to be giving us, you know, this potential new trails, but these new trails are limited.
So the new trails are for hiking, bicycling, and class 1 electric bicycles.
So they're taking away, they literally are decommissioning off-highway vehicle trails and miles of off-highway vehicle trails and only providing a very limited recreational use trail and from what they're taking away from us to what they're supposedly providing us and giving us. So that to me is a little devastating. I don't get me wrong. I love the idea of the project. We need more of this all across the state of California, especially in our heavily dense forests and heavily used forests like Big Bear, where everybody goes to go recreate. But with as much as we've had going on and the newcomers coming in and these actually being green sticker, red sticker trails and being able to take side-by-sides out on some of these trails.
No, there's no green sticker routes in this area.
There's no green sticker routes in that area?
I'm sure of it.
Okay.
The green sticker routes are over by Lake Arrowhead.
Oh, okay.
This area, it's only street legal. So like John Bull, that's a street legal trail.
Okay.
And the trails. So we're talking about Big Bear north of the lake. So like Holcomb Valley, you might know Van Dusen Road, which is like a little bit on the east side of the lake. It's a road that goes to the north. And then there's another road, I forget the name, but from Fonskin, you can get into the forest. So you can go north there, and then you could turn to the east. But Van Dusen is sort of the main way you get into Holcomb Valley. So this area is around Holcomb Valley that they're doing. And a big thing they're doing is fuel load reduction. They're going to be doing activities where they actually remove some of the material. And they there's a 47-page, a document on what they want to do. And I just reviewed it. And we'll talk more about it after the break.
Sounds like a plan. Let's do that. This is KCBQ AM 1170.
The Answer.
Well, they are at Barstow. It's out there. All right, folks. Welcome back to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Very good. A little low on the volume, but stick her in the ear next time, Shisa.
We'll get it better. Yeah. Do it again, Lex.
Hit it. Get close to the mic and say it.
The Answer.
There you go. That's much better.
Oh, look, she even enjoyed it. Hey, this segment is brought to you by Gravel King, media and contact and creators. You can follow them on Instagram at Gravel King. And it's all about off-road lifestyles, off-road racing, creating memorable off-road content. Gravel King brings you new content every single week. Follow their Instagram and subscribe to their YouTube channel for weekly updates and releases. And where are they going to pop up next? You never know. That's gravelking.com, gravelking.com. And they're on Instagram and YouTube. Just follow them at Gravel King. Wayne Miller Tire in Santee. Tires, no. Oil changes, yes. Tune-ups, yes. Alignments, yes. You name it. Bumper to bumper. Bottom to top, Wayne Miller does it all. They not only will sell you tires, but they'll take care of your vehicle so you don't have to go someplace else. 619-596-2800. Talk to Ricky and thank him for being on KCBQ. And see if Audrey's got tires in stock, because she always needs them. So we're talking about Big Bear and their
San Bernardino National Forest.
Well, really quickly before we get into that, well, actually, no, we'll do that on the next segment, right? You want to do Transamerica on the next segment?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that can be its own segment, I think.
Okay.
So up in Big Bear, San Bernardino National Forest, the forest is doing a big project north of the lake. So if you're at the lake and you look north, you can go over that mountain. There's another valley, and there's Holcomb Valley. There's a lot of stuff, a lot of routes over there. And they're doing several things. A big thing they're doing is fuel load reduction. So they're going to be taking out bushes and small trees so that if a wildfire goes through, it won't be nearly as devastating. That's a big thing, and that's hard. Another thing they're going to do is they want to make some bicycle and e-bike trails. So if you go to Big Bear in the summer and you go to the Snow Summit area south of the lake, you'll see a lot of bicycles there. That area is heavily impacted with mountain bikers. They have the chairlifts that they run for the skiers in the winter. They hook bicycles to them, and they take bicycles to the top of the mountain, and they can ride back down, and they can zigzag around the mountain. So there's really an excess of bicycles on the south side of the mountain. So they want to open up some opportunity on the north side of the lake so that people can go out there and recreate. So the forest is looking at making about 47 miles of routes in the area. And I don't mind that. I mean, that's great. I like mountain biking, and I would love to see some single track. And they're talking about 2-foot wide single track, which is really great. The fuel load reduction is great. Making the mountain bike trails is great. But they're looking at closing some routes out there, and that's not so great. So I looked at the map, and there's about 10 little routes that they want to close. They're sometimes known as spurs. So there's a main route going, and then there's a little route that goes off of it, and it may go up to a viewpoint, up a hill. It might go to a mine, or it could go to some area of interest. And they're short, like from an eighth of a mile to 1 or 2 miles. And so they're going to be closing these, and I don't really know why they have it out for these little routes. I haven't looked at them. I think I've been on a few of them. If you've been in a Holcomb Valley, I know there's a couple over that way. and you go on the you're on the main road, and you see a little road that breaks off, and you follow it for a little ways, and then it just ends. Those are the kind of routes. So I counted 10 of them on the map, and it's disappointing that they're closing them. And it's also disappointing that this whole project was not advertised very well. I didn't know about it until a week or so ago. Audrey turned me on to it. I think somebody from the FJ Cruiser Club told her about it. And Big Bear is kind of a little bit far from Audrey and I here in San Diego. I mean, we go up there. We've been there. But it's, I don't know, a good hard 3-hour drive at best. And if there's traffic, it can get a lot worse. Whereas we have the Cleveland National Forest right in our backyard. And we know what's going on over there. So when user groups work with the forest, these kind of closure projects are less likely to take place. You know, if the Cleveland National Forest said, hey, we want to close part of Corral Canyon, Audrey and I would scream bloody murder. And we would be very pissed, and we'd want to look at it really closely, and we would want to hear their justifications for each and everything. So I don't know if anybody was doing that for this project up in Big Bear, and that's really a shame. Bruce Witcher from Corva chimed in on it yesterday, and he said that when you don't have user groups looking out in the forest, that you can get closures and you can get a lot of problems that are hard to reverse. So when these little trails close, it's super hard to try to get those opened again, like if that's ever possible. I haven't seen many closed trails like that open. And so when you see these trail closures proposed, you want to fight them.
Right,
because really
if you don't make the comments in the beginning initiating periods, clubs like us can't come in afterwards to challenge it, right?
So,
and to see what, if they actually did follow the rules and the regulations that they're supposed to be following to keep it, you know.
Well, isn't that the idea?
well,
if they can sneak it in without anybody knowing.
That's what they did with this. They didn't advertise. They wanted to do this without any interference. And we don't want to interfere with a lot of the project. The fuel load reduction is great. The mountain bike trails are great. But the closing the off-road vehicle routes, that's kind of a kick in the shin.
Seems to me like they gave you a little bit of candy and then a whole lot of mud.
Yeah.
And and a lot of these projects, they do have some give and take.
Right.
And
more take than give.
Definitely.
Well,
especially for the OHV community.
We're not getting anything.
None at all. We're losing trails and we're not gaining anything. I mean, what is the electric bike, a class one electric bike? That's a pedal assist. You said
that's
you didn't even give
assist,
you.
And I've
so
never
you couldn't
even
give
one.
A mile per hour for what that plows with. I mean, so.
It's not that much.
How many people do that?
You know what? It's getting
like
really popular.
Ball.
Electric bicycles are going crazy. I have a friend that sells expensive bikes, Steve at C&D, and he's. Sells a lot of them.
Yeah, but are they for off-road use?
Yes, mountain bike, electric mountain bikes, like high-end, well-suspended,
you know what's
good
funny
brakes,
about, you know what's funny about this conversation? Tried to get him on an electric off-road bike.
Oh, the Zero?
No way. There is no way. That is totally, no.
Zero doesn't make an electric off-road vehicle.
Yes, they do.
We've been over this. They have like a slightly dual sport.
Have you gone down and taken it out like I set it up for you twice?
You said.
I did. I'm just saying. I just like to rub it in.
Look at the tires on it. They're smooth.
No, they're not. They're knobbies.
They don't have anything with knobbies.
I had one.
His definition of knobby and mine are different. Mine are like the bump.
But you
tires.
Haven't even been down to see it yet.
At Rocket?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen them. They're dual sports.
Okay.
They don't have a real dirt bike.
Never mind. Go back to your electric bicycle.
But electric bicycles are different. And it's a neat experience. I personally am not a fan. Like, I don't want to have an electric bicycle, at least not yet. My friends have them. One of my buddies, his son races mountain bikes. So he bought an electric bike so he could ride with his son. Right? Because he's an old guy and he's not very fit. So the motor and the battery like fills in the gap and they can actually go together.
And you can keep up with them. That makes
sense. That's really cool. But for me, just like for my recreation,
I mean, what happened to access for everybody? Why are we losing trails where disabled people can have access to, and they can get out and enjoy it as well, and they can experience different views and a different environment? Because it's different up there in the pine trees. It's totally different than our pine trees and what we have in Cuyamaca and down here in our forest, and as to what you experience up there. Why are we losing, you know, OHV trails where you can have disabled people access it? Everybody has access to it, and they're only giving access to hiking, horseback riding, class one, and electric bikes.
And mountain bike. And they don't even say the word mountain bike. They're saying class one e-bikes. And it, you just know that, like me as an advocate, I just know that that means regular mountain bikes also. And they don't really put the word mountain bikes in. And I'm not sure if why.
You trust that?
No.
What if they come out with a mountain bike and a guy, oh, no. That's this is for e-bike. Get out of here.
Yeah.
That's hard to imagine. It's Whoops. Usually from that down.
Hello. How long have you been doing this?
I know. We should know better.
25
we
should years. Know better.
It's all about the verbiage.
That's exactly. Because it's all done by lawyers.
It's no longer an interpretation as you see. It's interpretation as they see.
Shall we have it? Shall we explain to them what assume stands for?
Make a what out of you and
yeah,
me?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, I hate to be such a negative Nelly over here.
You?
Yeah.
Dave? Positive Dave?
Because I'm so irritated. And the only reason all this is happening is because Newsom's going to be your next president.
Don't make me have nightmares,
no,
Dave.
That's not happening. I can't. We can't.
That's just
that
crazy
would be
talk.
Devastating.
Yeah.
So what this for?
This will have to go to a six-hour show.
What this project is doing for off-road vehicle users is it's making the forest more resilient to wildfires, because if a wildfire rips through that area, all the routes that we go on will be closed. Right. When I say off-road vehicle, I mean street legal off-road vehicle users, because there's not any green sticker use in this area. And they said it's 13,000 acres. So you sort of draw a big circle of the land north of Big Bear Lake, and that's pretty much it. Unfortunately, we missed all the comment periods. I didn't know they were working on it.
It
was kind of an underground thing. So when you publish,
Can't you complain?
You know how I found out about this was Michelle Smith, the president of the San Diego FJ Cruiser Club. She reached out to me and said, hey, this needs to be on your radar. Our friends have a trail up there that they adopt and that they go up and they maintain, mm-hmm. and their trail is being closed down, and they had absolutely no idea that the trail was being closed down. So they didn't inform the stakeholders, the user groups, because this group has had that trail for over a decade. So you can't tell me that this just closed in May of this year, and the stakeholder, the user group that actually manages and adopts the trail had no clue of what was going on with it.
Can't you complain to the state about this?
Well, so the email
state. This
that
is federal land.
Okay, well,
yeah, this is it's federal. U.S. Forest is federal, and so
okay,
it's not.
So
it's
can't
not,
you go to them and say, excuse me?
Well, the whole thing is you had to have had made comments to be able to sue, right? That's how the
system
works.
Well, yeah, but they didn't allow you to make comments.
And the fact that they didn't address the actual stakeholder group that manages the trail just blows my mind. How did you not even reach out to the people who actually maintain and manage the trail for their opinion in regards to the closure of that and what it's going to affect?
So what does that tell you?
So the groups that they, you know, they don't want anything to come down because they want, you know, the regional managers to potentially work with them up there. But at the same time, They fear that because the stakeholders were not addressed, that the NEPA was not actually done as it should have been done.
So why do you suppose that is?
You know how they published this? It was published in the Big Bear Grizzly. That's the little tiny newspaper in Big Bear.
Yeah, but aren't they supposed to reach out to all of the advocates?
The stakeholders. They're supposed to reach out to the stakeholders.
Yes,
but I mean, shouldn't they be able to?
And the stakeholder,
isn't it a public?
Like SDOC, no, SDORC, because we do our trails and what we do with the Cleveland National Forest and being active with the forest, we are basically a registered stakeholder because I've gotten letters of agreement. We've had permits with them. We
have
our adopt-a-trails out there.
And you have no recourse.
And, well, not in the San Bernardino because we're with the Cleveland National Forest.
Let's take a quick break before I throw up. You are listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
SNS Off-Road Magazine. What a great online document. Used to be a magazine. Now you can actually get it online. Tell you everything you want to know about off-road. It's got classifieds, got articles by Ed. It's got games. It's got photos. It keeps you up to date on what's going out in the desert. They're on Facebook, and you can just check these guys out at SSORMAG.com. All right, Trans-American Trail. That must be Ed.
Yeah. Well, we have our big, I guess it would be our announcement that we are not going to be here. Ed's going to miss the entire month of September.
And maybe a week of October.
Oh.
And maybe December.
It's far. It's like 10,000 miles I'm doing. So I'm riding my motorcycle with a few friends on the Trans-America Trail. So the there's actually a several of them, and they are predominantly an off-road vehicle route that goes from the Pacific Coast to the Atlantic Coast. So this one that I'm doing, we're going to start in Fort Orford, Oregon. So it's just north of the California border. And it's going to zigzag our way to South Carolina. So I brought in a map, and I'm passing it around. We're all looking at the blue line that zigzags through all the different states. There's Nevada and Utah, Colorado, and I can't see from here. Audrey's holding it. But
have you got a sponsor?
I don't. I'm just riding my motorcycle.
Why wouldn't you have a sponsor?
He's been trying to retire for the last 5 years to do this.
I bet you he doesn't go. What do you want to bet?
Okay, I'll take that bet.
No, they're going to make you stay at work. They're going to make you stay at work. Come on, they need you.
I retired at the end of June. 2 weeks later, they called. Could you please come back and help? So I've been back there.
What part of no don't they understand?
Well, they're paying me, so I like the money. And you know,
watch, they'll triple his money, and then he's really going to be in a rock and a hard spot.
I know, right? Like,
they didn't make me mad. I wasn't quitting out of anger or resentment or anything. I like the people. I like the work. I like it. I just don't want to work full time.
What's your hotel bill going to be?
I got a sleeping bag and a tent.
Really?
There'll be a hotel every three or four days. But I got a bed. Yeah. I got a bag.
When he starts to stink really bad. Yeah, you get a little rash going.
How cold is that lake over there?
Yeah, you get a little rash going, but you'll be fine in a hotel.
How cold is that lake?
Have you ever done this before?
No.
You'll never make it to Nevada.
Okay.
What's the farthest you've ridden in a trip before?
I went to the top of Nevada from here.
Now, is this a dirt road the whole way?
It's predominantly dirt. Yeah. It, but they're like smoother dirt roads.
It's like fire roads and you know, not too rutted out, but some ruts.
Yeah. No weather. So we're good.
No guarantee on the weather.
Oh, no. Ed's already got it figured out.
I spent a grand on a jacket and pants. Guaranteed waterproof. $300 on boots. I bought a Garmin. $650 GPS.
Make sure you got that satellite phone.
I mean, I got all kind of stuff that...
You need a trailer. To tow behind your bike.
I'm doing it
Sissy Lala.
He's
going to
look like
a Sissy Lala.
Can you see him with all this gear?
I can totally see him with all the gear riding through. I've been riding enough with Ed. I'm excited for Ed in this trip. I think you're going to have a great time.
Oh, I think it's going to be wonderful. But you should have got a sponsor, dude.
So he's going to be gone.
Garmin could have sponsored you.
He's going to be gone 4 or 5 weeks on this. So Ed's going to miss all of radio. We might get him to call in on a Sunday or two, depending on where he's at, where they're at.
Yeah, but you know me. I'm Mr. Sponsorship. Can you imagine any one of those people he bought gear from?
Especially if he got a GoPro and he videoed it and made a
week
YouTube
or a daily,
or whatever,
a daily
update on it, and did a little diary post every day.
I just had a friend of mine.
I told you about this weeks ago, and now I'm leaving in 4 days.
Well, I shouldn't have to tell you. I shouldn't have to tell you everything. You know I'm all about the sponsors.
I'm so worried about my motorcycle. I just rode 200 miles yesterday on it. I went. Well, we had a meeting at Friends of Ocotillo Wells.
How many miles do you have on this bike that you're going on?
About 3,300.
Okay, that's not bad.
So I just bought it. With 3,000 miles, it was so stock. It was so perfect looking for a lot less than a new bike. So I sold my other DR.
I'm trying to get him to buy an 88 Toyota right now, too. He doesn't want to.
Do you want me to buy that for me or for your nephew?
No, for you. It's his. My nephew, he's selling it.
Oh, he's selling it. I thought you wanted it to get
driven
out here.
Why would I tell you to buy it for my nephew?
Why?
You're so funny. No, I said my nephew is selling his 88 Yoda. You should buy it.
Yeah. Oh. What's he going to do with it?
My cousin.
He's got his
little cousin. Reliable?
Huh? It's a reliable, yeah, stock brand, pristine condition, no rust on it. But
how much are you selling it for?
He's all in the motorcycle, and yours was an 83.
What's
yeah,
he
only wants
for?
$5,000 for it.
Okay, so let me ask you
so
this:
it's an independent front.
What kind of bike are you riding?
A Suzuki DR650.
So you have a Suzuki dealer list all the way across the United States?
No.
You have some kind of a mechanical stop somewhere across the United States.
So I have a phone with internet. And if I have
better
problem,
get a satellite
I,
phone because where you're going, you're going dirt
and
roads.
I got three other friends with me that
you got
can
dirt
help
roads.
Me.
You're not going to
so
have service.
So I got
service
two tires sitting in a shop in Crescent City. So I'm going
smart
up
man. The, smart yeah, man.
Smart
at least
man.
He's got the tires lined up. Yeah.
So
that's
I'm
what keeps
go
you
up
moving.
There and put I mean, those tires are going to get mounted. Those are my more dirt oriented tires. And I've run those tires. I like them. So I think they'll go a long ways.
Yeah,
Dave lacks
you're
a sense
have
of adventure.
So much fun, Ed!
Oh,
I'm
no, no,
so
no.
excited for you.
Yeah, but
Dave, do you know the definition of an adventure?
We will find.
Let me
out
tell you
shortly.
So, an adventure is an event with an uncertain outcome.
No. See, Dave is a delicate flower.
Yes.
Dave needs his hotel every night.
No, my
Dave
idea of roughing it.
Dave needs his shower every day.
My idea of roughing it is forgetting the remote control for the TV in the 45-foot motorhome. Thank you very much.
I see.
Yeah, there's a big difference between Ed and Dave by far in regards to camping, going out to the desert, and what we go ride and do.
Hey.
Yesterday at noon, I left the ranger station and I rode off-road. I took a crossover trail and went to Salton City.
Nice.
105, 107 by myself. And I was comfortable. You know, I had all my gear on with my vented gear with the things open, and it wasn't that bad.
Nice. Excellent.
You know, here's a funny thing. When it's really hot, like over 100, you're more comfortable with the windscreen down, with the jacket
right
on.
With
so
the
that
vents
the wind's
open. With
not,
the vents open.
So the wind's not hitting you as direct.
Yeah.
Because that hot air hits you, it increases your
how many bikes are going on this trip?
Four total.
That's it?
Yeah.
Who's backup? I mean, do you have a crew that's following you?
No. No,
what
it's
about,
just us.
What about medical?
He's registered for...
Well, I'm just saying...
You just shook your head. No, you're not even air med. You don't even have reach.
No.
You're not... Oh, my God. Edward Stoven right now. Who do I need to call? Do I need to call your sister? Oh, my goodness. Edward, that is $200 to cover you,
you
for international.
You just spent thousands.
What are you doing? They will fly you back here.
Last time I had a medical flight, my insurance covered it.
Well, okay.
I don't think that your insurance is going to fly you back to the comfortable San Diego if something were to happen. Heaven forbid an accident were
to happen.
All
right, let's talk about that later.
Yeah.
I might do that.
Yeah. You might? I'd be on that.
Well,
like,
let's look at it and see what they cover.
$129 is all you need, sweets. $129 is in the U.S., and you got you covered for your Reach Air Medical, just in case a situation were to happen. You get
it's
into a hospital that you don't like, they will pick you up and an air ambulance you to any hospital of your choice in the United States for $129.
That's good. I'm glad I brought this up because maybe I'll do that.
Yes, at a minimum, please cover that. Please do that insurance, please. At a minimum, it's different than just being because if you were injured and they're flying you, then that's covered. But if you need to be transferred, that's not covered by your standard insurance. That's what Reach Air Med
that's
does.
Greyhound covers that.
Yeah, Greyhound. Yeah, exactly. The bus. That's hilarious.
You prepare for the worst and hope for the best, right?
Yeah.
So thank you, Audrey.
Yeah,
I'm going to look into some Reach.
And while you're doing Transamerica, my husband's 45th birthday is coming up. And so we are going to Northern California. We're going to go up and hit Kings Canyon, stay at Lake Schaefer. We're leaving Thursday the 31st, Friday the 1st. And we're headed up there. I'm going to hit a family reunion for a day and then go to Lake Schaefer. Right. And we're going to go up and hit
his family or your
four,
family?
4x4 trails up above Yosemite in Sierra National Forest, where Mike McGarity's favorite trails are and what he just sponsored. They just went up and removed 247 trees, downed trees, in the last month doing trail maintenance up there to get up to the overlook at Mount Baldy, which overlooks Schaefer Lake. And so we are going to go up and go experience the trails that they just cleaned up.
Nice. Are you taking your Jeep?
Yes, we are going to tow our Jeep up. We're going to do the truck and the cab over camper shell, and we're going to tow our Jeep up. And
so the truck's working?
No, we're borrowing my father-in-law's because, unfortunately, our truck is still down.
The truck you bought, what, a year?
We're like
20,000.
We're 3 years deep. It's 2 years deep into being in the shop and $20,000
into that truck. Pre-COVID and you're still.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, don't even get me started on that.
So you're borrowing a truck with a cab over camper. You're pulling your Jeep.
We're going to take my Jeep up.
Because that's a Jeep you can travel with. That's like a comfortable Jeep.
Yes.
Like KJ's Jeep is highly capable off-road.
Yes, but there's no top.
Even driving to the desert is a challenge.
Yeah.
In good weather. And when the weather gets bad, like, it's just harder. But your Jeep is not quite as capable, but still very capable.
Yeah. No, my husband's Jeep
is
three-linked,
four-linked.
But it's
way more comfortable.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you have that give and take.
That's
going to be great.
I'm really excited for
it.
It'll
are you
going to
hang
one.
Out with Mike McGarity?
You know, I haven't even told him we're coming. So, but I just reached out to him. We just, I guess there's some big news coming out on Monday at the Corva board meeting or the Corva general meeting. Call in. And so he was going to call in and do radio. But you and I are going to be out on the 3rd, and then we're both going to be out on the 10th. So I actually have lined up to come in and on air and cover for us. Next week, we have Friends of Oceana Dunes calling in. Jim Studi is going to have the entire hour, and he's going to have Will Harris call in. I was trying to come up with a title for Will Harris. That's why I said I shouldn't say
I don't know.
I don't know what to call him because it's not his job, but the data that he knows, the geographical, the scientific background and knowledge and experience that he has, and how he just cuts to the point and gets to the chase. I mean, I'm so excited. I'm not even going to be here on the 3rd.
Well,
and I'm so excited for that show.
I'm going to try to listen in and call in.
No, you're not. You're going to have a sound system on your bike? How cool is that?
Hey,
this is FM 96.1 AM 1178.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, this segment's brought to you by,
it should be Lifestyle Garage.
Yeah, Lifestyle Garage. I just didn't read it. It's just not broke down. I should have done that in the last one. Hey, anything you want to get done to your Jeep, Chevy, Ford, Ram, if you're off-roading, Lifestyle Garage can do it for you. I was there Friday. What a phenomenal operation. Got to call, make an appointment. They are busy. 619-499-5323. In fact, they'll be on in the next hour, and you'll fill you in on everything that they do. Because I'll tell you, it's all top-rate equipment, top-notch service. I was talking to the service manager over there, and that guy is just like me, man. Customer service. That's Lifestyle Garage in lovely Lakeside. 619-499-5323.
They've got an upcoming customer appreciation
September 10th.
Day on Sunday, September 10th, that we are going to.
Hey, did you ever see Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz in the long, 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 long trailer?
No.
Google it. That's going to be Ed for a month.
Okay.
Did you ever see it?
Susie Arnaz.
I don't recall.
Neither one of you seen
Desi.
It. So they have
Ball
a 54 Mercury convertible.
Okay.
And they're towing a 45-foot travel trailer.
Okay.
And she's collecting rocks along the way.
It sounds perfect
and
for
we're
me.
Talking rocks with a diameter
of
15 100%. Inches, 20 inches.
Yeah.
But she doesn't.
I decorate my yard.
She doesn't tell Desi. And they're going up these mountain grades.
In a Mercury?
Dude, you have to
Google
it. The
weight. Oh, my God. I can't believe the Mercury survived. Did they blow it up?
Well, and neither
Who
one
says it survived?
And neither one of them have done a trip like this before. They got married, jumped in it, and left. And when he's talking about... That's the
so
first
great.
Thing I thought
Well,
of.
My niece just said, that just reminds me. What's the movie?
Wild hogs.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, don't get in any ponds with any strangers, okay? You haven't seen the movie?
Wild Hogs? You've got to watch Wild Hogs before you go.
Oh my God,
traveling on Harleys?
No, yeah, but what they did is they normally would go from their house to a little bar in town dressed to the hilt. Okay, but then one of them decided, let's go to California. They're in Ohio or someplace. And it's the adventures of them going cross country.
Yeah, it's great. It's so funny.
Yeah. They ended up jumping in the swimming pool with a gay cop. That was really funny.
It's really funny.
I've got the cardboard cutouts on my wall at home. My wife loved that movie. So, all right, well, let's talk a little bit about Lost Lizard Fun Run.
All right. Our big fundraiser is coming November 4th, 2023. Superstition open area. The area is called The Dip, where we're going to have our base camp. It's right off Huff Road. So if you take Highway 8, you get off at Dunaway, Evan Hughes Highway, you turn on Huff Road, you go past Wheeler. A lot of people turn on Wheeler Road and take that out to where they recreate there. But you go just a little half mile past, and we'll have our base camp over there.
Well, they won't be able to miss you, I'm sure.
Well, you have to go past Wheeler.
Well, thankfully, we're going past Washboard Wheeler. So.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, if they keep going to Huff Road, they'll see you.
You guys will be huge. Yeah.
Right. So we're having a big poker run. So what a poker run is we mark a route. It'll be 20-something miles of desert, and you'll follow these orange flags around, and there'll be five checkpoints. So you stop at each checkpoint. You play the game. You draw a card. And if you play the game and you win, you get raffle tickets. And if you draw the cards, you'll be building a potential poker hand. So we'll have prizes for the best five-card stud poker hand, the second best poker hand, and the worst poker hand. So we'll have three prizes for that. And then in the evening, we're going to have a big raffle. Chris Boyer from the Dave Shelley and Chainsaw radio show on KGB FM morning show. Chris is going to be doing the MC for the raffle. And we're going to have all kind of great prizes. I'm not even sure what we're going to have, but we'll, in the weeks getting closer, we'll know what we're going to be giving away. So it's a lot of fun. We're going to have some food vendors. I believe a taco guy, a pizza guy, an ice cream one, and the hot dog vendor. So we're going to have some food out there, so you don't have to bring all your food if you don't want to set up and cook and all that.
Just come out for a day run for the day and have a great time.
Or if you're going to be like me and just bring a tent and a sleeping bag, you want to go light, you don't have to bring all that cooking stuff also. And that stuff will be there Saturday morning, even Friday night, Saturday morning and Saturday night. Yep. So when we put on an event like that, it's a big job. It's a lot of work. Audrey has chaired, I don't know, five or six of them, seven, however many, a whole bunch. Plus you were helping on other ones beforehand. I mean, Audrey, you've done a lot for our organization and off-roaders all around the region. So I have a little, the meeting agenda from our last meeting, and just go over some of the stuff that we talk about because it's kind of interesting. How we promote the event. So we talk about, mass email. SDRC has a big email list. Social media is what everybody uses. Right here on radio, SNS Off-Road Magazine, a lot of people look at that, and thank goodness for Rick Moore and taking those flyers to the shops all over the county.
He came in on Friday. He hit the South Bay because I have failed to get out and make my rounds, so I gave him a couple of stops. And at the end of the day on Friday, I think he's up to 60 because when he had come into South Coast RV, we were 57 or 58. Shops in San Diego that now have our flyer and the trifolds in advertising the upcoming Lost Lizard Off-Road Fun Run. So huge shout out to one of the original members, Rick Moore of the Off-Road Coalition.
One of our best guys.
So dedicated. I love you so much, Rick.
Rick is so great. So flyers, insurance. We have to buy insurance. It's not cheap, but we have to insure ourselves. We have to get a permit from the Bureau of Land Management. We got a 5-year permit, and even though we have a 5-year permit, we still have to do stuff for each year. I think, is this year 4 of the 5-year permit? So this year, next year, then we got to work on that. So food vendors, route. Audrey's husband, KJ, and I do a lot of the work on the route. Other people help. Rick Moore, Doug McFeeters. I don't know if Doug's going to be helping this year. I think he has somewhere else he has to be. But we'll have a couple of volunteers helping us. And it's kind of a lot of work, but it's not bad. We're driving the route and we're watching the computer, looking at the route and putting in the metal wires with the flag on it. And then we have some ribbon tied to clothespins. We can clip it to a bush. Right in the old days, you would like tear off the ribbon and tie it to the bush. But later when you're taking the route down, like it's hard to pull that off without wrecking the bush. So the clothespin makes it really easy. And then we have some wooden posts with some arrows. So we'll hammer those into the ground, and the arrow will point when you turn or you go straight or whatever. We're going to have the orange trailer out there. SDRC has this big orange travel trailer with a lot of our stuff in it, our T-shirts, maps, all kind of stuff. So the orange trailer is going to be out there. I believe Jeff is going to haul it out there and bring it home because it takes more than a half-ton vehicle. So my Sprinter van can't pull that, but you need something bigger. Campground host, Rob Smith, our treasurer, is going to be taking care of the campground. So we're happy about that. We have to figure out where the base camp is going to be. And we cordon off an area for the stage, for where everybody will be sitting for the raffle, where the orange trailer goes, and where the food vendors go. And if we have any other vendors, they would go in there too. T-shirts. People love T-shirts from events. So I saw the artwork of it. Laura did some great work with the T-shirts, and they look beautiful. And you can order your shirts online with your registration now. Every day people are signing up for the event. I see the emails, and that's really going along good. Volunteers. Jackie is doing volunteers. She has a long list. If anybody wants to help, let us know. We can get you on a list. We need especially help Friday evening and Saturday in the morning and then in the evening. I'm not even sure exactly what we need help with, but...
How do they find you?
SDORC.org, info@SDORC.org.
All right,
you can send us an email.
Okay, so I have a question.
Sure.
This motorcycle ride you're going on?
Yes.
You're going from California to where?
I'm riding from here to Oregon, changing tires, and then I'm going to ride from Oregon to South Carolina, and then I'm going to ride on the highway home.
So you're calling them both ways?
God bless Ed.
Go.
Have a safe
Google.
Ride.
I'll let you know how
go
it goes.
Go Google the long, long trailer. I'm just telling you. And one last piece of advice. Be proactive, not reactive. So
yep.
Get your medical flight.
Yep. Next weekend will be Friends of Oceana Dunes. And
can't
then
wait.
September 10th will be Bent Motorsports to cover for Ed and I while we're gone on our trips.
Ed's going to be gone for 6 weeks. What are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm only gone for two.
All right. Livestock Garage right around the corner. FM 96.1, AM 1170.
Thanks.
Joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.